Chuck Farr joins us. He's an American novelist, nonfiction writer. He's a former Navy SEAL as well. He's author of the book SEAL Target Geronimo, Inside the Mission to Kill Bin Laden. To talk a little bit about these developments today. Chuck, welcome to the program.
Thank you, guys. Ernie and Rachel, nice to talk to you.
You always imagine the head of the CIA or any type of person involved in the spy agency, somebody gets involved with him, that they're after some deep information or such.
I think so. It's impossible to place this event outside other events that have happened in Washington and are looming. Here next week, there's going to be closed-door congressional hearings regarding Benghazi, notably who knew what and when they knew it. Bear in mind that General Petraeus is also going to be facing questions then why he briefed the riot scenario to members of Congress one day after the FBI and the Counterterrorism Center briefed correctly that this was an al-Qaeda-affiliated attack on the consulate in Benghazi.
Well, Chuck, just because he steps down, I mean, couldn't he still go before Congress and testify about the Benghazi attack?
Well, he might. I wrote a couple of weeks ago that I suspected that more heads were going to roll over Benghazi after the election. It is likely that Secretary Clinton will step down, and with this very unexpected resignation of General Petraeus. But still, there is this huge looming question. Why wasn't the intelligence of a threat acted on pre-Benghazi? And what happened that afternoon in Washington? And why was it swept under the rug for almost 2 months?
Well, I need to point out that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been talking about stepping down for a long time, and a lot of times between terms there'll be some reshuffling of the cabinet, so that's not entirely unusual. But when it comes to Benghazi, are you saying that somehow this resignation being blamed on an affair has something to do with him not wanting to testify or to fess up as to what happened there?
I don't think that can be ruled out. Again, there are so many affairs in Washington, D.C., it almost seems preposterous. But again, you know, Benghazi itself doesn't occur in a vacuum. Just yesterday, we've learned that an act of war was committed by the Iranians against an American aircraft over the Straits of Hormuz, and that information, too, was suppressed. It's very interesting what's going on there.
Now, there's some details, the Associated Press reporting that Pentagon details showing the first U.S. military unit arrived in Libya 14 hours after the attack was already over, underscoring how far the military response lagged behind the September 11th attack in this. It showed that Panetta and his top military advisors, they were notified 50 minutes after it began.
Well, and I would say that he was in the White House at the time, Secretary Panetta, in a scheduled meeting with the president when this occurred. Again, much is made of the State Department email. There are flash traffic messages, instant priority, that go to the right of the head of the food chain. And I would say that the Secretary of Defense and State and even the President of the United States was notified within 10 minutes tops of this. There's a lot of explaining to do.
Chuck, going back to Petraeus' resignation, is there any history of this happening within the CIA before someone stepping down over personal reasons, a CIA chief?
Not for reasons with a mea culpa regarding an affair, but there have been precipitous resignations of CIA directors in the past, and they were over disputes with the White House. Again, here we have three potential areas of friction between CIA and the White House: Benghazi, and again the briefing to Congress, and finally, as you remember, November the 3rd, CIA went ahead and released a timeline as it saw the Benghazi events, and those differed with opinions from the White House. So this might not be as surprising as it seems.
This is Chuck Farr. Look for the book SEAL Target Geronimo, Inside the Mission to Kill Bin Laden. Chuck, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right.